The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Eamon Tierney is back with me with his shopping trolley full of snap, crackle and pop.
Yes, Kieran, we've got three blue boxes in front of you. Much in the same way that crisps tend to associate their flavours with particular colours, as do cereals. So Crunchy Nut imitators will all be orange branded and Rice Krispies will also be blue branded. So we've got Kellogg's Rice Krispies, obviously the market leader.
The granddaddy of them all.
The granddad of the crisped rice kernel. They are coming in at €6.90. Actually, it's probably best if I do this by kilo because they're all different sizes.
Okay.
You can see with the boxes in front of you there, Kieran. So that's coming in at €10.46 per kilogram. That's by far the most expensive. Then Tesco's Rice Snaps, love the names. That's coming in at €3.33 per kilogram. So a massive jump down to that price. But Super Value's Rice Crunchies is coming in at €3.18 per kilogram.
Rice Crunchies spelled with a K,
With
noticed.
A K, yeah.
What other brand has a K in it they might be imitating?
Exactly. So that is the cheapest. So this week, the most expensive product is 229% more expensive than the own brand product. This is something that we buy a lot ourselves. We buy Weetabix own brand, and we also buy own brand Rice Krispies at home. I had them this morning.
I
had
them.
I had Tesco, one of the own brand Rice Krispies this morning with homemade granola, blueberries, and kefir yogurt.
Sorry, you mix the Rice Krispies with...
I should run for the Green Party.
Yeah, you really should, actually. Yeah, get those Birkenstocks off the studio desk, Simon. I don't understand. I've never heard of that, mixing Rice Krispies with granola and yogurt.
Yeah. It's just a way of kind of bulking out your granola in a healthy way. Like, Rice Krispies are low in salt, they're low in sugar. You know, there's not much going on there, but it just bulks it out.
Can I ask maybe a silly question? What are Rice Krispies?
I know. My God. Like, honest to God, I'm ashamed to tell you this, but I actually Googled the following words last night when I was... kids were in bed.
Go on.
Everyone was asleep. I was like, I got to do the hard shoulder for tomorrow. I typed into Google, are Rice Krispies actually made of rice?
Well... Are they?
And the answer is yes.
Okay, so it's a bowl of rice.
Every single piece of Rice Krispies is a single kernel of rice. And the way they're made is very similar to the way popcorn is made.
Okay.
The way you pop a kernel of corn. So the only thing that's different is that corn actually has a high moisture content, which makes the popping process possible. Rice is quite dry. So what they do first is they take the rice kernel, they steam it to add moisture to it. Then they roast it at a very, very high temperature, 330 degrees centigrade, and that pops it, right?
Okay.
So you end up with this puffed out, dried kernel of rice. It's an incredible process.
So it's rice and milk is what people are having for their breakfast most mornings.
Yeah, it's rice with
milk.
That's
fascinating. I mean, is there then, given that all of these products are just popped rice, is there any difference in what's being poured out of your box?
Yeah, so there is a difference, but it's very slight, but it's important. It's about the salt and the sugar, right? Everything else is pretty much the same here. But the Kellogg's has more flavour because it has more salt and more sugar. It's on 3% of your recommended daily intake of salt and 5% of your 3% of your sugar and 5% recommended daily intake of your salt, compared to 2 and 3% respectively for the own brands. So inevitably, because of that, you're going to have more flavour in the Kellogg's product. However, we will see if that's discernible when we do the blind taste test with your good self.
Okay, so they're all pretty much the same then beyond that. A little bit of extra flavouring in the Kellogg's, but they all go through the same process. They're all steamed. They're all stuck in the oven really high. They
pop. Yeah.
Kellogg's gives them a little dusting of something extra to increase the flavour, and that's it.
That's it. A barley malt extract to give a little bit of extra flavour. All three have that. As you can see in the mugs that I've put in front of you there for the blind taste test, Kieran. They all pretty much look the same. I'd say the Kellogg's is slightly darker in colour, which means it's slightly more toasted, which would impact crunchiness. And I have to say, my wife was saying to me last night that we do find the Kellogg's is a little bit crunchier because no one likes soggy Rice Krispies.
Okay, while I eat this, actually, I do notice on the Kellogg's box in front of me that Snap, Crackle and Pop themselves are there, famously, and they're wearing GAA jerseys.
They're wearing GAA jerseys.
Fiends, Fear Gales, the three of them.
Kellogg's has teamed up with GAA Cool Camp. So, for like, I like to read the back of my cereal box. Very, very important. I also like to get free stuff in my cereal box, which you just don't get anymore.
No, it doesn't come out anymore. You've got to send away for things and collect coupons.
Not even stickers.
Is that
anymore?
A health and safety thing?
Yeah, I think there was an element of that, but also just cost cutting. You know, when we were kids, every box of cereal came with a little toy.
Yeah, you know what was great, and you don't see them anymore. What I loved giving away was, and this is my abiding memory, are the things, the little reflectors for the spokes in your bike.
Yeah.
Remember that? You'd slide them up, they'd stick them in and slide them up the spokes and they'd kind of click on.
I also remember Honey Nut Loops, or Honey Loops was a popular one when we were kids. Kellogg's.
Sugar Puffs, are they still a thing?
Sugar Puffs are incredibly sweet. Can you imagine? I don't know if they're still with us, but we used to get this cardboard sticker thing that you actually put on the spokes of your bicycle. So when the wheel turned, it made a flicking sound.
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Right.
So you're doing the taste test.
No, I've been through two of them already.
How's the crunchy factor? Crunch factor?
There's decent crunchiness in them all. Like, I mean, I guess while we were talking, they got a little soggy.
Sure.
Which is the nature of it. I'm glad you've got milk with them. I was half suspecting you'd come in without milk. I know you like to offer me the food without any accoutrements.
Naked. Yeah, virginal.
Naked. Like they used to eat Rice Krispies in medieval Europe or something.
I have to say, I ate a bowl of Rice Krispies last night before bed. I sometimes have a little bit of cereal before bed. And there wasn't enough milk in the fridge for my youngest's midnight bottle. So I ate my Rice Krispies dry, and I actually like them dry.
Ah, Simon.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My wife said, throw a bit of soya milk into them. There's a bit in the fridge. And I said,
I nearly spat them out. You know,
I said, I'd rather take them dry, thanks.
Oh, I'd rather rub the dry dust into my eyeballs than pour soya juice on them. Right? I'll say this. I know what was the Rice Krispies. For two reasons, actually.
Do you think you know which is the Kellogg's?
Yeah, Rice Krispies.
Those ones. Check. It says underneath. Ah, well done.
And I'll tell you how I knew, right? You said they were a little darker. That was a giveaway. But there's actually another giveaway, right?
What's that?
They're all perfectly uniform in shape. They are the exact same, all of them. Whereas there's much greater difference. Look, if I hold that spoon out to you, look at all the different shapes of rice.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Now, this is just going to be a complete stab in the dark. I'm going to say Tesco for this one. It is Tesco, but that was the stab in the dark.
There you go.
And super value. They are much of a muchness, aren't they?
100%. Yeah, they are. They are very much of a muchness. The two own brand products, I mean, God knows, maybe they have been made in the same factory. They're the same product with different packaging.
The real question I would have is there a difference in the manufacturing process that means Kellogg's end up with uniform shape? Or do they make it the exact same way as the others and they weed out all the ugly ones?
Okay, so that is a
like
really...
Morris's bendy bananas.
Yeah, that is a very good question. What we do know is that the Kellogg's product is made largely in Arkansas and Louisiana.
Okay.
In the States. Obviously, it's an American product. The other two, we just don't know. It can be incredibly difficult to get the sourcing information on own brand products. You are really enjoying it, though, to be fair.
They're very Moorish.
Do you know what I should have done? I should have put one of them with soya milk. Just for the crack. Next time.
Oh my God.
Next time we do a cereal on the shopping trolley.
Shame. Soya milk. Soya juice. Will you stop calling it soya
milk? Oh, sorry.
Milk?
Yeah, soya juice.
That's a hate crime, I think.
That is a hate crime.
It's a hate crime against
I should
cows.
Be up in The Hague.
Yeah, that's how I would have
crimes
it.
Against cereal and milk.
Anyway, Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.